This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? I told you, whatever your worry is, take it off your plate, baby, because your worry pales in comparison to the worry of the Democrats. Yeah! Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. So glad you're with me. The Democrats worried. They have a reason to be worried. Barack Obama proven again to be the biggest liar on the planet.
I didn't do anything messing with the FBI.
Yeah, you did, boy. Yeah, you did. The boy bungler is what I call him. The boy bundler. Bundler. Bungler? What did I call it? It was something like that. Whatever. When we were doing the break, I said something funny. When I say something funny, y'all better write it down and remind me, okay? Because I don't like this stuff where I got to rethink about things. I pay people so I don't have to think hard, okay? Woo! It's good timing right now. It's a good time to be a conservative, isn't it? Donald Trump said it. He said, yeah, we caught him. We caught you, you dirty Democrats. We caught you. Yeah, we're sleuths. We're like sleuths. We caught you. Democrats are always messing with stuff. I was talking to earlier the previous hour in the broadcast, and I was talking about Pepsi. Pepsi wanted to make Lady Doritos. Really? As if there's a distinction between human beings eating corn chips. Oh, no, ladies prefer a more delicate chip that leaves less of a residue on the fingertips. Really? Because if you're going to go that route, I bet there's some dudes that prefer that, too. Look, if you had come out with the lady chip before you came out with the more bulky version, the Dorito, then dudes would have been eating the lady chips, and we wouldn't have even known. But see, that's how leftism is. They can't make a product without going, oh, no, no, that's the lady version. That's the LGBT version. That's the black version. Look, it's food.
No, Kevin, that's soul food.
No, isn't that southern cooking, boy? I grew up in the South. Or as we like to say in the black community, the South. So don't tell me that's soul food. That's southern cooking. You know what southern cooking is? Poor folk food. Poor folk. Yeah, people that can't even afford the OR to put on the poor. Po people. That's what we're talking about here. Anyway, PepsiCo came out later and said, well, we didn't really develop this new potato chip. Yeah, you did. They had done it. Yeah, they had done it. They thought that the regular potato chip that had been developed and proven to be a good chip, you know what they did? They said, let's socially engineer our chip. And you know why I know they did this? Because Pepsi, do you guys remember this? You know where I'm going? The gay chip. Yes, the LGBT chip. Pepsi came out with an LGBT chip. Now, here's what was funny. They put on the bag a rainbow, right? And the packaging of it was a rainbow, as if they were going to fool gay people into believing that the chips inside of there were homosexuals. I mean, what kind of nonsense is this? Why are you going to put a gay bag? Hey, LGBTQ community, come get your gay Doritos. So the LGBT community was like, oh, heck yeah. I'm going to go give me some of them gay chips. Woo-hoo, boy, girlfriend. And they would snap it and all that, and they go in and get this bag of chips, and they open it up. And you know what? Heterosexual chips in the bag. What? You ain't fooling this, you know. Girlfriend. And they're taking them back in droves. I want the gay chips. And so PepsiCo had a problem. But I don't know. How do we convince them that these chips are not heterosexual? How do we convince them that these are LGBT chips? Chips that are still questioning what they are. Am I a chip? Or am I a cracker? Or am I a pretzel? Do you see the craziness of the left? Y'all think I'm people listening to the show think I'm kidding about the gay chips. They came out with a gay bag for the LGBT community. Now, what it is, it's a pander. It's a pander. Doritos are up there on the thing, and instead of just appreciating the fact that we're all human beings, what does PepsiCo do? Hey, we're going to produce a bag that's got a rainbow on it, and that's going to get the gay community to stop buying those other people's chips, and they're going to switch over to us because we got gay chips. And I guess what they figured out is that those gay chips couldn't multiply. You know, what are you going to do? You're going to adopt? What are you going to do? Adopt what? Little Cheetos or something? No. So the gay chips couldn't multiply, so they ran out of a supply, and now they're back to just doing regular old Doritos. Imagine my surprise. What if all companies thought like this, where they said, look, we're going to separate our demographic, and we're going to do, you know, chips for gays, we're going to do chips for women, we're going to do chips for Mexicans or whatever. So I'd love to see Pepsi's new marketing plan, PepsiCo with the chips, you know, Doritos. They've already marketed them to the Mexicans. Why are white people and other people eating these? They're called Doritos. I don't even know what Doritos is. Dorito like something in Spanish? I don't even know. But it's got me talking like this now. So what do you want me to say to you, okay? It sounds more kind of Italian, but you get where I'm going with this. It's a Dorito. It's used to eat. You eat this with tacos and stuff like this, you know? So, what is it? What are they going to call it if it's black? Negritos? Hey, get yourself some Negroes. What is it? It's a Dorito for black people. What? It looks the same as the Mexican chips. We can't help you with that, brother. Just pretend, you know, it's got like a big old afro dashiki dude wearing big old glasses and stuff. You know, all that making me feel like I'm getting some Africanized chips. These have a little bit more bite to them, like those bees, Kev. I mean, what else? Coke for women? It doesn't have quite the acidity of the Coke, the regular Coke. You know, women like it to go down a little smoother or something. I don't know, Kit Kat for women? Tide for women? No, you can't say Tide for women because that's already for women. Right? Wink, wink. Yeah, you get what I'm saying. What do you want to market? Why would you market something that's not to the masses? It's like Subaru. Subaru says, you know, they sell lots of cars to gay people, and they say things like, you know, Subaru, you know, well, you remember your life experiences in your Subaru. Whatever. You remember your life experiences in your Honda. Don't try to make it out like Subaru is where people live their lives. Oh. Your Ford pickup gives you a life experience. I've seen country songs written about it, so don't tell me. And the back roads with my old Ford pickup truck. I'm trying to make it like Subaru, it's the car for gays. What does it do? It makes it for gays. Is there like something sitting in, you know, like for a dude, it's like a big old, you know, something sitting in the middle where you sit down and just kind of nuzzle into it and go, ah, that feels so good. Okay, let's go. It's just crazy. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today, folks. I'm glad you're here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Radio show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Let's do some tweets. But you know what? Before we get into that, here's what I want to tell you. Nancy Pelosi stood for 8 hours, and it's amazing to me everything that this woman stood for. By the way, one of the memes that I saw about her was she stood for 8 hours talking about illegals and would not stand at all for Americans during President Trump's State of the Union. Didn't stand for the military. Didn't stand for black unemployment. Didn't stand for all these other things. 8 hours. Didn't stand for the 1.3 million military people we have, you know, in the military right now, some of whom are deployed. 50,000 homeless veterans. Won't stand for 15 million children in poverty. Won't stand for 22 military suicides, killed, you know, people that are dying every day. 500,000 homeless Americans, black people who are overly incarcerated, won't stand for all of the different ills of society that we are currently experiencing, but she will stand 8 hours to talk about illegals and use little kids as the backdrop of, oh, you know, little, you know, Marquez from Guatemala, my son wants to be him, my grandson. I couldn't believe she said that. I thought, how silly of you to say something so insane that your child, a white child, has been made to feel so guilty that he wants to have brown hair and brown eyes and whatever else little, you know, size 14 feet of 3-year-old little Marco from Guatemala. That, how crazy is this? This kid's got an identity crisis and his grandma's feeding into it. You're exactly right. You could be a little brown baby and be so much more cuter. Really? How about you just enjoy being who you are as a baby, as a human being? You could appreciate Marco's whatever it is. I mean, that's like seeing some, you know, handsome guy. I got a buddy, Kirby, super good looking guy. I mean, it's, you go, wow, you know, it's a Kirby's a good looking guy. If you go somewhere with him, believe me, you'll know it because the girls are just crazy about him. And rightfully so, he's a good-looking guy. But, you know, I don't sit around going, gosh, sure wish I was Kirby. I just kind of liked hanging around him. There's lots of fallout, if you know what I'm saying, you know. Yeah, but, yeah, so what are you talking about? You're my grand. Using that as a thing. And all these examples of people. All he wanted is a little dream, an American dream. Yeah, what about all the people who've been killed by these clowns? Killed by MS-13 gangs. Killed by illegals over here, living under the radar, as they like to put it. Drunk drivers, committing other crimes. Who knows? What about them? What about the ones who've been killed? I know ranchers who've been killed. I know individuals who've been killed, because I do this immigration event almost every year, and we talk about these stories, and it's harrowing. Somebody said, why don't you put a brick, when you build that wall, you put a section in that wall for everybody who's been killed by an illegal. How about we tout them? Nancy Pelosi stood for 8 hours. By the way, after having voted to give Donald Trump his budget that did not include DACA, she stands for 8 hours saying, you know, oh, wow, you know, it should have included DACA, but I did vote for it. She voted for it because she was in a rock and a hard place. And she thought that this little stunt was going to do something more for her. It was going to do nothing because she'd already gotten her buttocks kicked. Welcome to the party, Hillary Clinton said to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. You want to know what it feels like to get your butt kicked by somebody you underestimated? You just did it. How many other things could this woman have looked at? The number of kids who aren't getting into college because some dreamer is. The number of jobs lost because some so-called dreamer has taken that job. Or some other illegal. Lives lost. Other services that aren't available to Americans. They're burdening every aspect of our system. I'm not just talking about the dreamers. I have sympathy for people, for kids whose parents have made bad decisions and brought them to a country illegally, and these kids don't know anything about it, or they do feel victimized because they understand, you know what, I'm not legal. I don't know if I can come out of the shadows. If you tell me, Kevin, you shouldn't feel anything for them, I will tell you you're heartless because you should feel something for them. I'm not shifting on this idea. I'm looking at it from a human being perspective. What if my parents had done it? They probably felt like, I'll do anything to get over there. It's a better way of life. You know, we'll let the chips fall where they may. But the chips have fallen onto me. You don't think we should address that? Of course we should. But we're not going to give them away. We're not going to say, okay, well, your parents made a mistake, but so you're okay. No, you got to get in line. You got to come out of the shadows and say, you know what? I didn't make this mistake. My parents did. And if somebody doesn't have, if the Democrats aren't saying to these dreamers, look, we got your back in terms of this, shame on them. Because they should. They should have been saying to these guys, come out. We will protect you. The president is a reasonable man. He understands this. They're not saying that. He's proven that he's a reasonable guy in this respect. Proven it. And they don't care. Donald Trump says, they said there's 600,000. He goes, you know what? I think there are more. I believe there are 1.8 million. I believe the majority of them don't want to come out. So you want to come out, we got your back. But you're going to get in this line and you're going to do it the right way. And you know what we would create? We would create 1.8 million people who are now in this country doing it the right way. Who have an incentive. Who say, you know what? I'm never going to Guatemala. I'm never going to Mexico. I'm never going to El Salvador. I want to be an American, and if whatever it takes, I'm willing to do it. You're going to bring people now with work ethic who then go back to their families and explain what's going on. And they're talking to their grandmothers and grandfathers and uncles and aunts and saying, you know what, I'm going to do this the right way. I'm no longer going to have to hide in the shadows. I'm going to apply myself. That's an American I take. This is an opportunity for us. This is an opportunity to take something that the Democrats have said they're going to do. Donald Trump would own immigration. I'm the one who brought you here. The Republican Party, not the Democrats. But any Latino that is looking at this has to be looking at this and saying, wow, he did this. Oh, the Democrats have an ulterior motive. They want to bring everybody else over for votes. But the people who are over here who get it will change it. They'll go, I don't care about bringing over Uncle Julio and all that. He promised to take care of our people that were here, and he did it. We can steal this from them because it isn't even to be stolen. It's something they stole. And they stole it not for the right reasons, not because they care about the Latino community. They stole it because that's what they do. If you haven't seen the last couple of months or a couple of years, if you're really paying attention, you'll see Democrats do nothing except steal. They do nothing except erode. Everything they touch turns to, let's all say it together, turd. So this is a great thing. And Trump knows it. Even if a lot of the conservative movement, I don't like it, I think it's just... Donald Trump knows the strategy of this. He is the guy who wrote The Art of the Deal. And if you're watching it play out, it's beautiful. They took DACA off the table for the budget for a reason. Donald Trump's going to get what he wants. I told you guys, I said, these people are out there playing Tina and Tommy Toughbutt. They are not going to get what they want. Donald Trump's going to get his budget. It's going to be a two-year budget. And he's going to get DACA done the way he wants to do it. He's going to get his border wall, and he's going to get all, you know, the no chain migration and all the other stuff too.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I love to hear what people plan to do with the money. So I thought we could take a few minutes to hear from some of your coworkers. You know who I'm talking about, right? Tyler Berkshire, you know him? Joined Sheffer Corporation through an apprenticeship. Come on up here, Tyler. 6 years ago. And now he is a machinist and a talented one. In addition to his $1,000 bonus, his paychecks are bigger because he's paying less taxes. Tyler, you're up here. I'm going to give you a chance, like maybe 30 seconds or less, to explain what you're going to do with all that extra money. In this case, over $1,000. Amen.
Thank you, Mr. President, and with the tax cut and the bonus, I will be trying to save up money to start a family and eventually get a bigger house.
Oh, so, I like that idea. Yeah, that's good.
I appreciate all your hard work that you've been putting in and all your Rob Portman and everybody else. So just want to say thank you.
I appreciate it, Tyler. That's beautiful.
Gotta love that the workers are getting their money back and telling people what they're going to be doing with it. I love that. Welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I love the idea of ordinary people just, you know, it's not about buying a yacht or buying a Ferrari. These are people that are doing the basics, man. I can put my kid in summer camp. I can, you know, get my wife can get her hair done, or my brother can get his feet massaged or whatever. You know what I mean? These are just ordinary Americans giving their reasoning, the things that they can do that they couldn't do before because they got a little bit more money back in their checks. And my hope is that many of these people save and start planning for bigger things, planning for big vacations, for expanding their families, for expanding their businesses, and so on and so forth. That's what Donald Trump's tax plan has been able to do. It spurred the economy. And here's the thing. The left, they hate this. They really do. Nancy Pelosi obviously said that these are crumbs that these folks are getting. There's a picture circulating of her house. I don't know if you've seen Nancy Pelosi's house. It's absolutely stunning. If you were going to have a little plot of land in San Francisco and that's the spot. If I were going to claim, and let's just say this, if it's a zombie apocalypse, I'm going right there. I'm going to take over her house, and I'll keep the zombies out. It's gorgeous. And there's no, it's easy to figure out why she sees it as crumbs. And I've said this, when you don't have to do anything to make money, it seems like crumbs. I remember as a kid, when I would get my paycheck, I made $3.15 an hour on my first job. That was minimum wage. And I remember as a kid calculating when I went to buy something, that's an hour's worth of work. That's the way I look at it. If something, because I wasn't getting, you know, $3.15, you're bringing home $3, you know, you're bringing home $2.75. So I would go, okay, if something cost me $3, I would go, that's over an hour of work. Or just for the sake of discussion, it's an hour of work. And I'd ask myself, is that thing worth an hour of my time? And it was funny. When you start asking it that way, you get very tight with your money. And I'm glad I did that. I'm glad I went through that little exercise. And so when Nancy Pelosi, somebody says you're going to get $1,000, I don't think of it as $1,000. I think of it as how much time would it take me to earn that $1,000? That's part of my life back. There was a silly movie with Justin Timberlake where I think it was called In Time or something like that. And everybody, the way you lived was you had a amount of time. You could get more time put on your clock. And so aristocrats could live thousands and thousands of years because they just kept putting more time on their clock because they had the money to do it. But if you were poor and you were running out of time, you had to go to work. You had to get somebody to loan you some time and get it back to them and so on and so forth. And people would kill you for your time. It's an interesting concept. Not a great movie, but it was an interesting concept. So when you get that $1,000 back, it's not the $1,000. It's the amount of time you would have to do something else in order to get that. And Donald Trump, in effect, the way we measure, he gave people time. So it may be $40, but that $40 says to somebody, I just gave you 2 hours. 2 hours every paycheck, but regardless of the number, 2 hours a paycheck, 4 hours a paycheck, 10 hours a paycheck. The question is, what are you going to do with your time? And the bigger question is, who gave you back that time? So maybe it's 2 hours more you can spend with your kids. Maybe it's 2 hours or 4 hours more you can spend with friends. Maybe when you put it all together, it's a week you can spend with your mate or whomever, right? It's now your choice. And that one thing that we don't get, folks, that everybody, I mean, the time is the same amount for everybody. A second is my second. It is for you too. Now, we don't know how many seconds we're going to have, but we know a second is a second. And what Donald Trump has given people with this money is he's given you back the most precious thing you can have. And what people should be asking themselves right now is, what do I do with this recovered time? How do I make the most of it? Some people may want to make it a business. Some people may want to do other things. I don't know. But do what you will. Make it the best. Let's see what Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats have to say about this windfall for GM workers. Have you seen this? Yeah, happy workers in the auto industry, because a $7.3 billion accounting charge puts General Motors into a $3.9 billion loss for 2017. But without the expense, the company posted record per share earnings. So this means, excluding these one-time items, GM made $9.9 billion, $6.62 per share, the highest since leaving bankruptcy in 2009. The earnings beat Wall Street estimates. Analysts said they expected it to be $6.33 a share. Full revenue, $145.6 billion. Why? The change in the U.S. tax code forced it to write down accumulated losses that it used to avoid income taxes. So their assets went from $33.6 billion to $24 billion. Now, it sounds like that's bad news, but since the rate fell from 35 to 21%, the losses were a lot less. Thus, 50,000 GM workers are going to get $11,750 profit sharing checks later this month. Not $1,000, not a $2,000 bonus, not a $3,000 bonus. 50,000 people are going to get almost 12 grand. Now, I'm sure in Nancy Pelosi's world, that's still not a whole lot of money, right? But I believe for most of us, that's buying back a lot of time. See, that's a really nice vacation. That's in addition to your house. That's paying for the new baby. That's a lot of cheddar. Now, why did it happen? See, GM had 2 good years under Barack Obama. Earnings were based on bankruptcy, though, and the $10 billion profit that they'd gotten from loans from the government. But last year, GM had a whole new reason for optimism. And they said it in their annual report. And I read you this. Results were driven by strong performance in North America, improvement in GM International, led by strong equity income in China, a return to profitability in South America, and sustained growth of GM Financial, and an intense focus on cost. Now, where's that strong performance in North America come from, folks? It comes from consumers. Consumers who have jobs. And few can argue that Donald Trump's trade policy with China strengthened GM's position there. So like America, GM had a stellar 2017. But how does it feel about this new thing, you know, this new, you know, position that it's in under Donald Trump? Let's check with their CFO, Chuck Stevens. He says GM still expects economic growth this year, even with a possible 0.75% increase in the prime interest rate. He says credit availability is still strong, interest rates relatively low. He expects wage growth and more disposable income from tax reform, meaning you are going to go buy more cars. He says we're constructive that 2018 will be another strong year, both globally and in the U.S. We're not overly concerned at this point around some of the discussions around inflation. This is amazing. GM thinks it's going to sell a lot of units, units being cars, trucks, and other vehicles, and they have a reason to feel optimistic because sale of the Equinox rose 20% in the U.S. The most expensive Traverse grew 5.8%. The new Equinox sold for, well, you know what, the numbers don't even matter. GM had an amazing year, $3,000 more on one of their units, $7,000 on another. Amazing numbers. Brought on by the Trump tax cut and you, the consumer.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Oh, man, we are wrapping up what I think is an amazing day in radio. I'm just speaking strictly for myself here. You be the judge. You can be the judge by contacting us at 844-551-8255 or going to kjradio.com. We've talked about all kinds of stuff. GM, pardon me, giving 50,000 people almost 12 grand back. Why? Because of Donald Trump, baby. You know, we talked about Lady Doritos. We took caller questions. We talked about Sweden deporting the wrong dude. deporting a guy who's wanting to build a business. We talked about Joe Biden and how I believe he's in a crazy sort of way. He actually believes and sides with Trump. We talked about all the nonsense that's been going on with the FBI and what more we've learned. And guess what? Everything I've told you, I predicted, is beginning to come true. We're finding out that Barack Obama is where the buck stops. I want to see how they get themselves out of this stuff. Now we're starting to focus more on the Clintons again. The FBI informant who spent 6 years undercover documented his audio tapes exposing the Uranium One scandal, he testified. We're going to get that. Debbie Wasserman Schultz and these Awan brothers, and who knows what she was doing with those boys because they had the keys to the kingdom. What's going to come out of that? You want to know something? 10 poor cities in America, and their percentages below the poverty level. Number one, Detroit. Oh, I know, they told you it's doing so well, right? The Quicken billionaires putting so much money into it. 32.5% of the people under the poverty level. Buffalo, New York. Buffalo? What? 29.9% under the poverty level. Cincinnati, 27.8% under the poverty level. Cleveland. What's up, Ohio? 27% below the poverty level. Miami, bienvenido a Miami. Yeah, bienvenido a Miami, my butt. 26.9% under the poverty level. St. Louis, 26.8% under the poverty level. El Paso, Texas, 26.4% under the poverty level. Milwaukee, 26.2% under the poverty level. Philadelphia, 25.1% under the poverty level. Newark, New Jersey, 24.2% under the poverty level. Do you want to know what they all have in common? I'll give you one guess. It has to do with their mayor. If you guess Democrat, ding, 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 you win. They haven't had a, none of these cities have had a Republican mayor since 1989. That's over 29 years. They haven't had a Republican mayor. In many cases, it goes back into the 60s and the 50s, even the 40s. I'm just telling you. But as Jacob Wall tweeted, it cracks me up to hear leftists talk about how they love and cherish American institutions. They stomped all over marriage. They stomped all over the family. They stomped all over the church and the military for years. They don't love great institutions. They love big government. And do you know what every one of those top 10 cities I just read off has in common? Big government. I'm not talking about the Fed. I'm talking about their big government, a government that is oppressive, that steps on people, that belittles them, makes them feel like they're nothing. They've ruined the schools. I'm talking about the little schools for the little children, and then they ruin the universities and colleges. Because they're building social justice warriors in a country that's got the best record of social justice in the history of man. But we're feeding this frenzy. I was on the radio the other day talking about these private schools that are contacting me saying, Kevin, will you please come in here and talk to the administration and tell them that they are not helping any kids, particularly minority kids, when they try to dumb down the curriculum, when they try to make it easier on these kids. They do them no favors. I will tell you as a matter of fact that they do black people, Hispanics, nobody, any favors. Luckily, the girls are getting out of this. I don't know how. Probably because the pendulum has swung so far for them that most of them are coming out unscathed, but they're being damaged too. The snowflake generation, I was going to say snowpuff generation, is certainly out there in full force. They hate institutions. They hate marriage. They hate the government. Joy Reid tweeted that. She, after Donald Trump's State of the Union speech, she made the comment. What was it about? It was about, what did she start with? She said it was about God, not God. She said church. Yeah, so God, church, family, military, police, national anthem. As if those were bad things. And I said, so what? So that's what Trump's speech was about. They called it dark in some cases. This is a dark speech. What do you mean it's a dark speech? Those five things are considered dark. Church, family, military, cops, and a national anthem. everything that shows a pride in your country and going back to your family and the core of that family being the church, that's what they can't stand. She was upset that that's what Donald Trump focused on in his speech. That's all it was about. Oh, well, it was also about the economy. It was also about our foreign affairs and our trade policies and bringing jobs back to Americans. I think I heard some of that, too. But just the idea that that's what she focused on. Bill Mitchell said this, even the Twitter thing. He says, they block us, they censor us, they spew fake news all day, they concoct fake polls and hyperventilate with nonstop fake outrage, but we still kick their butts all day long. And he's 100% right. Unbelievable. Here's a tweet from Larry Elder. He says, the left, including Black Lives Matter and Barack Obama, used to complain about law enforcement's alleged institutional conduct. Suddenly, the same lefties believe the FBI and DOJ are above reproach. Criticizing them is an attack on democracy, they say. Really? The same people that criticize the police, by the way, go check out bleedingbluemovie.com, coming out this summer. One of the projects of this team, changing the way people view police, and by the way, changing the black vote to us. You want to know who's responsible for moving a big percentage of those black people that now have doubled their support for Donald Trump? You're listening to his voice. Larry Elder, Alan West, Star Parker, Burgess Owens, many others out there doing the same thing. We're the reason that these people have finally said, you know what? I can get a backbone. They've been listening to me for 9 years say the same thing. You know what they write to me and say, Kevin, if you are nothing, you are consistent. If you're nothing else, you have never backed down. You don't back down. And you know what, man? You gave me strength. By the way, many of you white folks do that too. You write me the same letters. We are responsible for that number. And that number is going to double again, I'm telling you right now, because we have the projects to make that happen. And if you're listening to the sound of my voice, and you are trying to figure out what to do with that little expendable money that Donald Trump gave you back, go to theblacksphere.net and donate to it. Or go to the bleedingbluemovie.com and you can donate to the movie. Because all of these projects have one singular mission in mind, truth. And that truth is the reason why we're able to make things happen and move these numbers, move the needle, if you will. Paul Sperry was talking about the FISA court documents in a tweet. Look, I don't need to go back through this stuff. It's been amazing to watch how the left has tried to play cover up. They've tried to blame Russians. They've tried to now make heroes out of people like Peter Strzok. I saw an article just recently where they tried to make Comey out to be a good guy. The FBI really liked him. A year ago, they did a thing with all the people, and all the FBI agents put in the thing that said, we really like Jim Comey. He's our friend. He's our buddy. That's what the MSNBC wrote this article, a puff piece for Jim Comey. I'm going to go more into more detail in it another time. We're not going to have time today. They did the same thing with Peter Strzok. Oh, you know what? It looks like he was against Trump, but he was the reason why this happened with Hillary. They're trying to play the game. They're looking for any safe place to land. The leftists are. Because there is no safe place. They're corrupt to their rotten cores. And you stayed the course because you know what? We're not ideologues. We just want what's right. We've always asked for what's right. The Republicans, they've green-lighted their own memo. They green-lighted the Democrats' memo. How many Democrats voted for the Republican memo? Bunch of naysayers. No, 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 don't show that memo. We not only said show our memo, we said show theirs. Let the truth shine. They're liars. They're lying to you, no matter what they tell you. And I'm not talking about it. I'm not trying to pit Democrat against Republican. I'm telling you, look for the liar and look for the truth. Because whatever side that lies on, I'm going to go to that side. That's what you would do, too. I'm going to have to leave it there today, folks. Good talking to you.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.